Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin with Ezra Hashem Shalom Bayis Shir number 466. The Medrash Tanchuma, Parshas Pinchas, and Medrash Rabbah, and Brachas Nunches says something similar. That Kashem Shein Partzufeim Shavais Kachay De Same Shavais. Just as two faces aren't the same, so too are their minds not the same. That's not just a piece of general knowledge, but it's a lesson that teaches us something very, very important. That just like you don't expect someone you meet to have the same look as you, to have the same physical appearance as you, so too you should feel no resentments towards a person in the exact same way that you should have zero resentment when someone's perspective is different from yours. Every person has a right to have to think differently from you, just like every person has a right to have a different face than you have. There's no justification for resentment in the way that fact that our minds think differently. Therefore, when we talk about the various differences that are likely to come up between a husband and a wife, coming from different types of families, different views, different lifestyles, different aspirations, different natures, and different habits, all different types of habits and experiences. All these differences, of course, can be a cause of conflict. But at the same time, when you're in a loving relationship, you're not bothered by these differences. Because as you bond, you learn to accept each other as you are. Accepting each other's failures is a true sign of genuine love. But still, on a practical level, you disagree. It's not pleasant. How do you deal with it? You know, you want one thing and your husband or wife wants the opposite. So who gives in? Who gets to decide? So practically speaking, what do you do when you disagree? But the key really is that the disagreement in itself does not necessarily result in conflict. Two people could have a completely contrasting view, yet continue to live at peace with Menuchas HaNefesh, with each other, without any hurt feelings at all. The hurt feelings come from the fact that people disagree in a way that's hurtful or damaging. But it doesn't have to result in hurt feelings if you handle these disagreements in the right way. The Gemara says that Beis Shammai, Masechta Yevamim, Mishnah Gimel Amud Beis, Alpha Pisha Elo Oisav Elo Matir Elo Pesavim Elo Machshirin, even though they were an opposite viewpoint with one another, and halachically, nevertheless, loy nimnu beshamay milisa benashim beisal beshamay. They intermarried with each other. They married with each other. Beshamay and Beisilil did not have a problem working together. They disagreed, but they married with one another. So you can agree with your spouse, even on very significant issues. But if you respect each other, and you know how to give each other space and communicate properly, you can have a healthy, healthy shalom bayis. That's a very, very important insight. It says in the Magen Mishnah over there in Hilchos Shrit, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Zayin, in the name of the Rosh, that that Beis Shammai married with the Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel with the Beis Shammai. And he explains that the ahava, the love between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, is not that they changed their mind. If the Beis Shammai would change their mind and hold like the Beis Hillel, that doesn't show a friendship. The friendship is when they stood their ground. Hava Reyes, the Magen Mishnah says, Heche she'omed kolecha mish b'shamatoi. Each one stayed with their firm ground. And nevertheless, they treated each other with love and with respect and with a friendship. And they would let each other know what their halacha is, like for some, the marriages would be problematic, so they let each other know to avoid machlekes. So that's the beautiful part of handling differences and still have peace and harmony and understanding with one another. So you can live next door to a neighbor who comes from a completely different background as you, complete different Messiah, complete different Yiddishkeit view, and live peacefully and greet each other warmly, be on good terms with your neighbor. You can do the same thing with your husband or wife that thinks or acts differently from you. Just like your neighbor is different and has every right to be different, your spouse is also okay to be different and has every right to be so. Now, it's not as easy as a neighbor, obviously, because it is somewhat more challenging, because the neighbor goes into his house and you go into your house, Shalom al Yisrael. You could dissociate yourself. But with a wife, you can't. You live in the same house. But the bottom line is it still works because Hashem is there. And Hashem is there telling you that you treat each other with derech eretz so you can accomplish a great deal. In most cases, these conflicts are either because of finances or pride or power. One of them feels slighted or hurt. This is with any issue between a couple. And when there's a healthy atmosphere at home and a couple loves each other, they will try to understand each other. They will understand the points of disagreement with each other. The key really is to remain calm when you disagree. You stick to the point you discuss. Don't attack personally. Don't generalize the problem. Don't exaggerate the problem. Don't raise your voice, because when you're raising your voice, you're more or less saying or signaling or hinting that you're taking the disagreement personally. And what will happen is if you do that and you raise your voice, someone's going to feel hurt tremendously. Therefore, when an actual, then you'll have a real debate. And you'll mock each other and you'll make fun of each other, and it could really lead to a terrible thing. So remember how not to disagree. Don't let your disagreement become a source of a major conflict or agmas nefesh. You can learn how to disagree respectfully. We gave some shiur on this by someone. We learned this before. We'll get into it again. But the bottom line is disagreement does not necessarily lead to conflict. It was John Gottman, yes. His work, which we're going to get into again, Be'ez Hashem, is extremely valuable. So they could sit down together openly, a husband and wife, express what's on their minds, express what's on their hearts, and they may convince each other to towards each other's point of view in a calm way. And they want to not attack, but they want to come up with a solution together, then the argument will not escalate into a personal conflict, and it'll be wonderful. If the argument is not using hurtful words, you'll be able to listen to your spouse, possibly hear what they have to say a lot clearer than ever in the past, and you'll be ready to recognize a legitimate argument when you have one. Sometimes you'll be surprised that they're right. Your husband or wife had the sound argument that now you're hopping, that they are correct, and you'll happily give in your position without feeling defeated by recognizing, Baruch Hashem, they're correct. They had a correct assessment on evaluating something that I needed to learn a lesson from, and I'm learning that lesson. So that's very, very important. And you both, husband and wife together, could come up with a solution, a working solution that works for the both of you and with us. And the key being very important here is, you know, you may have situations where the disagreement is so at odds with one another, so then you both decide we're going to a mentor, a Rav that we both trust. Let them decide for us. Let them help us out in this situation. But in most circumstances, you don't have to come on to that. You'll figure out an optimal answer on your own, which could be a tremendously inspiring and mind-blowing opening experience in a most healthy way. So a couple learns how to master the art of respecting each other, understanding each other, listening to each other, communicating with each other. And then it'll be much easier to have and figure out healthy solutions. So then this is where we come to boundaries. The boundaries simply mean like this. Every couple is still a distinct, separate personality. You have like that idea. Every couple is has two distinct personalities. It's like two circles that's combining with a shared middle. Two distinct individuals, each with their own sets of thoughts, sets of feelings, and to recognize that larger boundary, that circle of your circle, your wife's circle. You have your wife and husband circle, and then you intersect at some points in time together. So basically, there are three levels in every healthy relationship. Number one, areas that is within your control, the husband and wife. Areas in which the other person, husband and wife, has complete control. And then there are areas that are made up for both of them to decide. And that's the healthiest idea. There are many marriages where it is believed in error that one of them must make all the decisions. Everyone must follow their exact instructions. And to have complete control over everything. Doesn't work that way. If you don't want to actually dominate your spouse, you say things that will bully her, also not acceptable. You establish healthy limits and accept some of the decisions that are already up in the air, and you do the best that you can. But keep those healthy boundaries, and that's where you achieve the actual greatest unity, when you do that. A lack of trust is an issue. You have to learn how to trust each other, to develop trust. And to keep the secret of your spouse, generally speaking. You know, respect their privacy. And keep in mind also that even though it says that your mutter l'shamis of nabshalim, you're allowed to tell a not truth or alter a truth slightly in order not to hurt people's feelings. You see that with Avram. With the story with Avram and Sarah, right? Please tell, you know, basically, Hashem said that Sarah said "Vani zakati, I am old." Meanwhile, she actually said Avram is old. So Hashem hid it on purpose, saying that's the way he wants the Torah to act and start trusting Hashem that's what he wants from you. So that's the idea. Mutually exclusive is no good. When each circle is separate, the husband's circle and wife's circle, it's separate. It's not healthy. It's not good. We will talk Be'ez Hashem more about this profound concept. But again, to remember this idea, it's okay and even healthy that you're two different individuals, different opinions. You're each like a circle that intersects with each other. And meet at a place where you have beautiful, pure oneness. But at the same time, you value the entire circle. So there's three sections, like we said, husband section, wife section of their circle, and the parts of their circle where they meet together as one and unite in a healthy purpose, trusting Hashem, and ultimately trusting each other. In interacting the most noblest, best way possible. Bracha and Hatzlacha.